Welcome to Steady She Grows. I'm Casey Jordan, and this is the podcast that is dedicated to giving you an honest look at the realities of being a solo entrepreneur. My guess is that you want to grow a sustainable and feel-good business without burnout and overwhelm. I have a passion for creating clarity out of the chaos that is building a business without a giant budget, without a team of people to manage, and in the hours you choose to work. We're talking about the realities of what it takes to be a solopreneur, both logistically and emotionally. And now to today's episode. Hello, my friends, and welcome to 2021 and Steady She Grows. Here we go, another year. So obviously, we've been talking about the new year incessantly. I was just on Instagram today, so I'm recording this on December 31st, and 98% of the freaking posts that I have been seeing on Instagram today have to do with wrapping up this year, starting the new year, new view, all of that crap that we hear. And so what's kind of surprises me, but kind of doesn't, is that it's all the same rhetoric as a normal year, and none of it is talking to the fact that this year has been a shit show. And so I want to kind of address this. So this is what I want to talk about is two big problems that I see in toxic entrepreneurship, and they are just highlighted to be hell right now with the new year. So if you are sick of the new year, new you crap, this is the episode for you. If you are following along with the new year, new you, and you're feeling frustrated about how your resolutions are going, what your resolutions are, if you should have resolutions, this might be a good episode for you to check out before you get too down on yourself for failing at resolutions or not having big enough goals, specifically this year. So the first thing I want to talk about is toxic productivity, or sometimes you hear about it talked about as the hustle culture. This is this idea that we need to be working 24/7 as an entrepreneur because that's how quote unquote real entrepreneurs do it. But that's bullshit. I have a lot of friends who are making plenty of good money, taking home what they need to pay their bills and more, who are not working even 40 hours a week. And that's, I don't know, that's why I'm in business for myself. I think that's part of how it should be. If you like working 24/7, I'm not going to tell you you can't. But I'm talking about the bro marketing, the messaging that says if you don't do 24/7, you don't want it bad enough. Especially someone with some chronic health issues where my energy ebbs and flows, my ability to literally sit down at my desk and work, sometimes I can't, makes me feel like I used to internalize that as me being bad at being a boss because I can't work 24/7. Another part of this toxic productivity, these are the same people who are preaching about burnout, and a lot of times these people are attacking certain business models like stop trading your dollars for hours, and one-on-one clients is just a way to end up burnt out. But to me, it's not typically about the business model. It's about this hustle. It's about this 24/7. If you don't take breaks, if you don't stop once in a while, you're going to burn out. It doesn't matter what your business model is. I see plenty of people who do the big course launches and they are so burnt by the end of their launch that they spend the next month recovering. So instead of those big swings, why don't we shoot for some consistency? Why don't we find out what works for us and focus on that? There's also tons of science behind getting more done in less time, being intentional with the time you're using and the work you're doing. So things like the Pomodoro method, where you work for 25 minutes, rest for 5 minutes, you repeat that cycle, I think 3 times, and then on the 4th time, you rest for 20 minutes. This works for a reason. This works because we're staying focused for that time. We're not task switching. We're, you know, getting shit done. So I have been actually experimenting this with, I have started tracking my time. And so I very specifically know what I am working on. I'm working on task switching less. I'm an epic master of responding right away to notifications, and I'm trying to break that habit because I know it makes my work less efficient. And so it's funny, when I set a goal that I'm going to spend 30 minutes working on podcasting stuff, I get so much more done than if my to-do list just says podcasting stuff on it for the day. So I get more done working focused 20 hours a week than I do if I'm sitting at my desk all day, every day working, quote unquote, working 60 hours a week because I'm focused and I'm on task. So sorry, I got a little rambly there, sidetracked, but that's the thing. If you love working 24/7, if you are in the middle of a launch, if you are inspired to high hell, do it. But don't feel that as a small business owner, you have to work 24/7 to be successful or to prove your, I don't know, worthiness as a business owner. You are an amazing business owner. Even if you only work 10 hours a week, if you're getting done what you need to get done in those 10 hours, then by all means, work 10 hours a week. So the other thing I wanted to address is toxic positivity. And I have seen so much of it. Like I said, today I've been on Instagram interacting with other people. It's kind of part of one of my to-do lists lately is 5 minutes of interaction. And it is all 2021 was great and now we can close the door on it. And 2020 was great and now 2021 is going to be epic. You know what I'm saying. And it's so annoying. If you honestly had a great year, yes, kudos to you. But if you live on this planet, you probably had some rough points this year while we dealt with the pandemic, while we are dealing with the pandemic. And that has made things hard. There's a lot of disenfranchised grief. There's a lot of delayed grief. There is a lot of not getting to grieve. And so much more that's going on. If all you did in 2020 was survive and keep your head above water, fuck yeah, I am for that. But the toxic positivity that you can't talk about the hard stuff is bullshit. I talk about owning our story all the time. Owning our story often has a big component of talking about the hard stuff. And 2020 was hard. And I feel like I see this trend right now where a lot of people are like, oh, it's 2021, starts tomorrow. And the vaccine has been starting to get put out. And so 2021 is going to be, everything's going to be normal, the ring of the bell tonight. And I think people are going to hit the end of January and reality is going to kind of smack them in the face because we're still going to be in some level of quarantine for I don't know how much longer. I'm saying 3 to 6 months while they continue to roll out the vaccine. That's my uneducated guess. That's kind of my personal belief. We need to acknowledge that just because a new year has tipped over on the calendar and just because we have a vaccine, that does not mean that we are jumping back into life the way it was. And it just, like I said, I see toxic positivity as so damaging. People don't want to talk about their grief. We're nine months into this. And yes, we're tired of the topic of the pandemic. I'm sure you rolled your eyes at me when I brought up the pandemic. But it's real, it's here, and if we don't talk about it, or you feel guilty because you're still struggling with it, that's not fair to you. If your business didn't get to grow the way you had hoped this year, it's okay to grieve that. I personally, with my husband and I moving across the country to Virginia, one of the things that I was so excited about being on the East Coast and being in a bigger city was that I was going to be able to start going to a lot more networking events and in-person events. I was going to be able to start speaking more. Living in Montana, you have to travel to go to conventions. And so financially, that makes it difficult to do as many events. I was so excited about being able to really get into the business world hands-on in person. And I had big plans for my business year that was all tied around that. And that all got yanked out from under me. And with it, the growth that I was anticipating. Everything moved a lot slower for me this year than I had planned. And that bums me out. It really bums me out. There have been some crying moments where I feel like I failed at my business this year because it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to or I had envisioned it to. And my husband had to kind of politely remind me that that wasn't my fault. And I want to remind you that it is not all your fault if your business is not where you want it to be. I have a friend who is grieving the fact that the business she launched this year, she wanted it to be an in-person business. It's a product-based business. She wanted to be on the craft circuit, the artisan market circuit. And so many of those events have been shut down. And the couple of events that have been hosted, so few people show up. And she's scrambling to try to change her business model and bring her product business online. And at the same time, feeling so disappointed that she didn't get to launch this thing she loves so much in the way she envisioned. And I want to take a second and acknowledge that grief. It is real. And when we say, oh, at least you can turn it into an online business, don't worry, build that website, you'll still sell your stuff and it will be amazing, that just dismisses everything we're really feeling. And that just makes the person who's feeling those things probably feel worse. So I'm not down for the toxic positivity. Long story short, I want us to say how we're really feeling. If I ever ask how you're doing, feel free to burst into tears and be honest with me. You don't have to say I'm doing fine and be polite. I'm asking because I honestly care. So, toxic positivity, put it aside. Brace yourself that 2021 might still not be what we're hoping for. Ignore the onslaught of new year, new you messages that are probably still flooding your feed when this episode releases. Do the work that is right for you at the pace that is right for you. Don't feel that you have to work 24/7. If you get your shit done 10 hours a week, that is awesome. Do what you need to do to move your business forward intentionally, and you've got this. And if you're having a hard day, a hard week, a hard quarter, that's okay. Shoot me a DM. I'm always happy to chat and just support you in any way I can, listen, be a shoulder to lean on. Or if you want some advice on how to kind of deal with those hard things, shoot me a DM. Let's brainstorm. You don't have to be happy all the time, even in the face of your business. It's okay to post to Instagram that you're having a shitty time. And I think it's important as business owners that we show both sides of the business world, both when it is going well and we're thrilled and our clients are succeeding and we're on top of the world, and when things aren't going according to plan and we're having a rough day and we just need a few days off. It's okay to talk about that stuff. So there you have it. New year, same you. Let's just get a little more intentional about it. And I'm always a DM away with any questions, comments, concerns. I love to hear from you. If there was something in this episode that struck a chord for you, please DM me or screenshot this episode and share it. Tag me at casey.jordan on Instagram so I can see what you're up to. And here's to making 2021 what we want it to be and what we need it to be, and hopefully getting to hug some people soon. All right, catch you later. Thanks for tuning in for another week of Steady She Grows. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to screenshot the show and give a share over on Instagram. Tag me at casey.jordan and share your key takeaways. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcast or wherever you give it a listen. And until next week, my friends, keep on crushing it.